Purpose for reading. The following passage is an excerpt from the literary nonfiction book Hidden Figures Young Readers Edition by Margot Lee Shetterly. This excerpt describes the author's visit to her hometown, which inspired her to write about the true story of four African American women who helped launch the United States into space. As you read, think about how the author's connection to the story contributes to the theme. Excerpt from Hidden Figures Young Readers Edition by Margot Lee Shetterly. Growing up in Hampton, Virginia, I assumed the face of science was brown like mine. My dad worked at the Langley Research Center at NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. He started there as an engineering intern in 1964 and retired as an internationally respected climate scientist in 2004. Our next-door neighbor taught physics. Our church pews were crowded with mathematicians. I knew so many African Americans working in science, math, and engineering that I thought that's just what black folks did. My father, who as a high school student had wanted to study electrical engineering, lived a different story. "Become a physical education teacher," my grandfather told him. He thought my dad would have trouble finding work as an engineer. In the 1960s, most college-educated African Americans took teaching jobs or worked for the post office. As late as 1970, just 1% of all American engineers were black, and my father was one of them. Because of my father's job, I was part of the NASA family. I grew up saving my allowance to buy tickets to ride ponies at the annual NASA carnival and sharing my Christmas wish list with the Santa at the NASA holiday party. On Thursday nights, I sat with my family and cheered for the Stars, my dad's NBA team. That's the NASA Basketball Association. My Sunday school teacher worked at NASA as a computer, doing the complex math for the aerospace engineers. She wasn't alone. From the 1940s through the 1970s, hundreds of women, many of whom were black, worked as mathematicians at NASA. It wasn't until I was older that I appreciated just how extraordinary this occupation was for black women in the South during the days of segregation. The first five women were hired at Langley as computers in 1935, and they were white. 10 years later, there were more than 400 women working as mathematicians, and many of them were black. The contributions made by these African American women have never been heralded, but they deserve to be remembered, and not as a side note in someone else's account, but as the center of their own story. These women should be celebrated not just because they are black or because they are women, but because they are an important part of American history.